Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in a week's focus on captive thoughts, the idea that God wants us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ, I'm going to look specifically today at thoughts which mature. And yesterday we looked at Paul writing to the Corinthians about having a unity of thought by living in agreement and being really with Christ being the center of that agreement, of that unity. And today we're going to look a little later in that letter to the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Paul says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. We ought to all reach that point that we become aware of thoughts which mature. And I always like to point out in talking about putting away childish things, that childlike and childish are not necessarily the same thing. God calls us to have a childlike faith, but He also calls us to put away childish things and thoughts and ways that are childish. As we consider what it looks like to take every thought captive, you think about some of those childish things that we at least ought to grow out of as we mature. Childish ways are often ways that, well, that thinks about themselves. It's not that they're wrong for a child, but if there's never any maturing, we begin to recognize a problem. Childish ways are often rather selfish looking. It's the way they survive. They are hungry. They cry. They need something. They don't know how to communicate. And so they communicate in the best way they can. And yet, they grow. They mature. They discover. They're taught. They learn ways to ask for food. They learn ways to ask for help. They learn ways to ask for what they need. You see, putting away childish thoughts leaves more room in our mind to think those thoughts of maturity, those thoughts that are about others, on how we can serve them, how we can best meet their needs, how we can be filled with Christ and represent Him in the best way possible. Childish ways, childish thoughts. We see a child throwing a temper tantrum, and while it may not be something that we desire, it may not be something we think is appropriate, we generally have a little bit of understanding because they're a child. But we view it as a very childish response. And yet, as adults, our temper tantrums may look a little different than that of a 2-year-old, but do we still have them? Have we put away the childish ways? Have we changed our thoughts to thoughts of maturity? Or do we still react in ways that others would look at and view as quite childish? It's the old, if we don't do things my way, I'm going to take my bat and ball and go home. And we ruin the game for everyone because of our childish ways. It's why all of these devotions, all of these thoughts, these prayer guides that I have the opportunity to write and to share are designed to help us grow, to help us mature, to help us put the pieces together. Rarely is any day in these kind of a standalone day, and really the weeks aren't exactly a standalone week. They all build. They build together, but more importantly, they're designed to build us up to reaching maturity with Christ as our head. You see, that's often a sign of maturity, is that ability to listen to reason, to follow what our mind tells us. And as a Christian, we show signs of maturity when we listen to reason, when we listen to not our mind, but the mind of our head, that is Christ. Putting away childish ways says, I'm growing, I'm maturing. And that key element that we began the week with of taking every thought captive, making those thoughts obedient to Christ, that really is the key to all of this. We put away childish thoughts, we put away childish ways, we mature when we take those thoughts captive. Perhaps you've heard the teaching, often with children, of how to respond. And one of the things that is taught, at least was taught to me, is to count to 10. And I think as children, as I look back, I think it was a twofold thing. One was, the counting process was a little bit distracting. It took my mind off of whatever was in front of me that I was upset with. Even if just for a moment. But the real heart behind it was to take time to think. In essence, to take those thoughts captive. Or at least begin the process to take those thoughts captive. And we live in a time when it's so easy to respond immediately to anything that we don't like, anything that we do like. Social media has trained us to not take every thought captive, but to share every thought. And it spills over into our face-to-face interactions with others. We don't really have to say everything that comes to mind. In fact, we shouldn't always say everything that comes to mind. And we have thoughts which mature when we begin to realize that not everything needs said, that not everything should be said. When we take those thoughts captive, we make them obedient to Christ. When we count to 10 or maybe 100 before typing out that response and that social media post that caught our eye, that we disagreed with or that we agreed with. Maybe it doesn't need our response. Maybe our response isn't all that mature. Maybe our response just adds to the division. Maybe our response isn't loving. And having thoughts which mature helps us to take those childish thoughts captive and not share them. So that when we do respond, whether through social media or in person, they're responses of concern, they're responses of caring, they're responses of encouragement, they're responses of love. Today, as you spend time with God, I would encourage you to ask Him to help you evaluate your thoughts. Evaluate the level of maturity. And especially the thoughts that you share openly. The thoughts that you have not yet taken captive. And as you pray, ask God to help you grow in maturity. That your thoughts would become more mature, that you really would put away those childish thoughts and those childish ways as you grow and you become more like Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to yourself as your children. But children that you want to grow, children that you've equipped to grow. And you call us to a maturity in Christ that helps to represent Him to the world, to the people around us. But Father, there's so many times we live life clinging to our childish ways. They've worked so well for us. We've become comfortable with them. We've not learned or practiced what it looks like to put those childish ways away and to mature. And so, God, today, help us. Help us to examine those times, those situations, those encounters that we've been childish in. Help us to take these thoughts captive and to make them obedient to Christ and to allow Him to bring maturity to our thoughts and our responses. Father, help us to guard the things that we respond to on social media, the ways that we respond to people in person. May we pause long enough to consider you, to consider your word, to consider what a mature response might look like. And even if that mature response is silence, help us to learn when to speak and when to be silent. To put into practice those words of James that tell us to be slow to speak, slow to become angry, but quick to listen. God, help us today live with thoughts that are maturing, that we're growing each day, that our desire is to put away the childish ways and thoughts that have been with us. And as we mature in thought, as we mature in our responses, may people see Jesus more clearly. May they recognize His presence. May they recognize a maturity that is different, that is desirable. God, today, as we do life, may we not only be aware of the opportunities, but may we make the most of the opportunities to lift up Jesus. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.